Set it off. Set it off. This is Reverend Bookbird. We're going to be going on in about 5 minutes, and we're going to do our tribute to Marlon Solar.
Listen to the Old School Radio Hour right here on RadioVolta.org. And this is the Old School Radio Hour's DJ Mix exclusive on the turntables this month for the month of March 2006. My mentor, DJ Mike Scott, bringing y'all the ill shit, y'all. So check it out, y'all. Keep tuned in. Later on, we're going to be having the Old School Trivia for the Cool Herc free tickets, y'all. So keep it locked. AOL Instant Messenger, Volta Radio, y'all. Check it out, RadioVolta.org.
This is Reverend Bookburn. We will be starting in about 2 minutes. Tapers, relay broadcasters, all interested people. 2 minutes, the Reverend is in.
And the bee goes on.
Okay. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a very special show. Tonight is Marlon Solar Memorial Tribute 1 year later. Tonight it is 1 year to the day since we lost the person known on this show as Marlon, the great engineer, the producer of The Reverend Is In for 4.5 years, friend, independent media person, lava caretaker, Radio Volta extraordinaire, activist, friend, performer in the Broken Hipsters stage show, and so much more. We're going to pay tribute to him. We're also going to give an update on Herman, who was once Marlon's cat, who now lives with DeMonica and the Reverend. And we are also going to announce winners of the pie or throw jello at the corporate scab at Kennedy's contest. And this is a new discovery for the Reverend, even though I was informed that it happened quite some time ago. But since we just learned of this, we have to give them a song dedication. And if we ever find them, give them all kinds of prizes and everything we can come up with. So we're going to have a special dedication for the winners of the Pie the Corporate Scab Dead Kennedys contest. And you can peruse reverendbookburn.com and see the posting of the Jell-O attack at alternativetentacles.com. And let's see, a few birthdays. Another person who passed away recently, and miscellaneous news and features, and some quotes to the Reverend from God. But first, let's start off with something special. A lot of songs tonight are going to be songs either that Marlon Doug turned the Reverend onto, or just got a lot of amusement from hearing the Reverend play them. And we're going to start off with one such song by Camper Van Beethoven entitled "Where the Hell Is Bill?"
And Judy often said of her fight against the FBI, "This is not about me. This is about activist people everywhere. This is about the Black Panthers. This is about the American Indian movement. This is about the Puerto Rican Independentistas. This is about all of us."
I have been told, even by other queer Indian women, that my lesbianism is a private matter and not the stuff of political struggle. But lesbianism can never be a private matter until it is publicly protected. Still, I draw the greatest hope from the native notion of two-spirit. I dream a world where truly two-spirit folks, I speak here especially of my younger transgender brothers and sisters, can fully inhabit the gender they experience.
It's gonna take people who are willing to fight, not people who want to negotiate with the enemy.
Maria Elena sits among two dozen or so of us around the circle of the fire. With full conviction, she states, I am an Indian. This is not my country, but it is my land. Mirta, Puerto Ricana, cries full-bodied tears. I hate this country. I want to burn down every American flag I see.
Flags are bits of colored cloth that governments use first to shrink wrap people's brains and then as ceremonial shrouds to bury the dead.
Let's not conflate nationalism with statism. Okay? I am a member of a nation. I reject the state. Okay? I reject the whole notion that I am subordinated as a citizen to the United States. Okay? When I find it in my interest for tactical reasons to comply with something because this is a false struggle, I do that. All right? But I make those kinds of decisions. But I reject the notion of U.S. citizenship, and if they don't like it, they're free to deport me to Oklahoma, I guess, you know. I'd rather have my own land back in Georgia, but that's another story.
I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't even consider myself an American.
It became clear that without political power, Mexican Americans would remain second-class citizens.
And we're poor, man. I mean, we're poor. And nobody wants to do nothing about it. You still kissing the Democratic Party, thinking they're going to save you, and they ain't going to do it.
In a small South Texas town, a new political party took shape that threatened to change the political landscape of America.
Are these the Chicano people here? You've never met us. We're not in the dictionary. It's a brand new ball game. You're going to have to relearn all your stereotypes and all your myths because we are about to begin creating new ones, tough ones, and great ones. And I suggest you learn fast if you want to match us.
Ramsey Muñiz fue una de las gran figuras del movimiento chicano. Él, como algunos de nosotros ya, sabemos, pues se lanzó para el gobernador del estado de Texas en 1972 y luego también en 1974. Y para nosotros, pues para muchos de la raza, fue un gran evento.
It's not the yellow bus, it's the black and brown kids in the bus that's the problem. You can, and I'm not gonna set my little girl on a bus across town to a white school. And I'm not gonna let them tell me if I take her over there, she's gonna get smarter. Uh-uh. I'm gonna keep her right here, and I'm gonna give her a brand new school. And I'm gonna give her the best equipment, the best teachers, the best everything. Then we'll meet halfway, and I'll let my little girl tell the other little girl, I'm smarter than you are, and try me out.
Let me tell you about your integration.
How long ago did they tell us about segregation and integration? 1954, the Brown case said no segregation, and what do we have right now? There's more segregation right now than there's ever been in the United States and in the state of Texas. And now you tell me if I'm lying or not. There's more segregation. And you got somebody coming around telling you that we're going to eat together and we're going to sit right next to each other in the toilet. Hell, you can sit by yourself. I don't want that.
I believed that America was a democracy, and I took that really seriously. And I never cut the wink that it's a democracy for some people, not for other people.
The police want to move the line so the Christmas shoppers in this area will be able to go to the stores without fear.
The cops and the Klan work hand in hand.
They're now chanting, the cops and the Klan work hand in hand. The police are obviously agitated by the demonstration that's meeting right here.
Hand in hand.
It's time to move to other forms of struggle.
First of all, that marching alone will not defeat racism. The only thing that will ever defeat racism will be the defeat of its parents, capitalism and imperialism.
The American people must rise up out of the evils of war, the evil of racism, and the evil of poverty. But I am constantly reminded of the fact that the war in Vietnam is only a symptom of international militarism, racism, and imperialism, and an unworkable capitalism that makes the rich richer and the poor poorer.
The hidden hand of the market will never work without the hidden fist. McDonald's cannot flourish without McDonnell Douglas. And the hidden fist that keeps the world safe for Silicon Valley's technologies to flourish is called the U.S. Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps.
In my lifetime, the United States has force-fed to Native, Asian, African, and Spanish-speaking America a poisoned alphabet economic soup, WTO, the IMF, NAFTA, FTAA, where development has meant little more than La Finca being replaced by La Maquiladora.
Today, the world is run by three of the most secretive institutions in the world: the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization, all three of which in turn are dominated by the U.S.
This world is terrible, it's no good. When I look to the world with lucidity, I feel very sad because everything's going bad. And it makes me very sad, but it makes me strong because we have to fight. We have to change that. It's our only opportunity. If you feel resignated, you're dead. The only solution is to fight and to try to change things, because this world is very sick, because money is very powerful. They kill everything with money. So we need to fight against that.
I'm a black revolutionary woman. I see myself struggling in whatever way I can to help change America, to help to bring about a revolution.
The most recent invasion of the continental United States is nothing less than the product of a 500-year history of invasion, beginning with the first European colonizer settlers and their wholesale theft of native lands in the Americas. We don't forget. As the Palestinians don't forget the illegal and brutal Israeli occupation of their rightful territory, supported by U.S. funds and weaponry since 1967. As the Maya turned Zapatistas remember through armed struggle a forever history as the original inhabitants of the territory of Chiapas. As the women of Afghanistan do not forget who trained the terrorists whom the U.S. now calls enemy. I remember.
These are not just academic exercises. We're not analyzing the media on Mars or in the 18th century or something like that. We're dealing with real human beings who are suffering and dying and being tortured and starving because of policies that we are involved in. We, as citizens of democratic societies, are directly involved in and are responsible for. And what the media are doing is ensuring that we do not act on our responsibilities and that the interests of power are served, not the needs of the suffering people, and not even the needs of the American people, who would be horrified if they realized the blood that's dripping from their hands because of the way they're allowing themselves to be deluded and manipulated by the system.
We're organizing against what we term genocide. And the first and most obvious form of it is in the war in Vietnam, where thousands of our young men are dying. If we can stop that, keep our families together, that's the first and most obvious form of genocide. We're going to be helping out some of the organizations in the fintas, in the prisons, on that issue, because that's another form of genocide, as well as the genocide that our people have faced in the fields and that Cesar Chavez has worked on. What we're planning to do is organize not from the top, the way this corrupt society is, but from the bottom, and treat the real problems that our community faces.
If it is correct, as I believe it is, that a fundamental element of human nature is the need for creative work, for creative inquiry, for free creation without the arbitrary limiting effects of coercive institutions, then of course it will follow that a decent society should maximize the possibilities for this fundamental human characteristic to be realized. Now, a federated, decentralized system of free associations incorporating economic as well as social institutions would be what I refer to as anarcho-syndicalism, and it seems to me that it is the appropriate form of social organization for an advanced technological society in which human beings do not have to be forced into the position of tools, of cogs in the machine.
There's a big difference between kneeling down and bending over.
He's got $20 million in his heavenly bank account, all from those chumps who was born again. Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's got 7 limousines and friends. Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's got $1,000 suits and a Wembley tie. Girls love to stroke it while he's on the phone. Oh yeah, oh yeah. At the House of Representatives, he's a groovy guy. He is not alone. He is dealing, he is really dealing. IRS can't determine where the hook is. It is easy with a Bible to pretend that you're in showbiz. They won't get him, they will never get him for the naughty stuff that he did. It is best in cases like this to pretend that you are stupid. He's got presidential help all along the way. Says the grace while the lawyers chew. Oh yeah, they sure do. And say he's a lovely man. He makes it easier for them to screw. All of you, yes, that's true. 'Cause he helps to put the fear of God in the common man. Snatching up money everywhere he can. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's got.
You ain't got nothing, people.
Tax the fuck out of the churches.
You ain't got nothing, people. Thank the man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's tempting to play this whole CD, but you just heard the Unseen doing What Are You Gonna Do? And Tradition. And before that, you heard Frank Zappa doing Peaches Unregalia. Zappa's Universe did Heavenly Bank Account. And before that, where is the CD?
Did they take off the CD?
You heard a shitload of spoken word tracks from the vinyl project of the Freedom Archives, including Noam Chomsky and Ward Churchill, Judy Barry, Malcolm X, Sherry Minago, Arundhati Roy, and let's see, Jose Angel Gutierrez, and a whole lot more. And that'll be listed in full at ReverendBookburn.com. Before the Vinyl Project of the Freedom Archives from AlternativeTentacles.com, we started off with Camper Van Beethoven doing Where the Hell Is Bill? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA. And in addition to the Reverend's DJ page at RadioVolta.org, you can check out ReverendBookburn.com, which will have updates when the show is happening, when it's canceled, playlists, links, so that I don't run out of time after before giving all the plugs, as well as general mayhem, and future theme shows, feedbacks, birthdays, etc. The next show will be in 2 weeks, and the theme will be Resurrection, and that will be a lot of fun. And we have some new themes also that are coming up. In addition to Resurrection, we are going to do a themed show about the overbloated military budget, as well as the costs of social services, and the impact of that on people who are in need. And already there's been some great contributions to that. So write to the Reverend with your input. Write to me for any reason at Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron Enron Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Other future themed shows on The Reverend Is In: United We Stand, Erect, Marketing, Chocolate, Contraception, and Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and the myths of addictions, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, golf club addiction, television addiction, and other mythological bullshit versions that are not actual addictions. Pubic Property, in which we will discuss sex negativism and Puritan posturing from the left and the right, liberal and conservative, women's studies classes, Christian fundamentalists, and hypocritical moral crusaders. And what other future themes are there? Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. And more perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, starring W. David Hager, Randall Terry, Neil Horst Lee, and Senator Henry Hyde. And there's so many future theme shows, I can't even think of it. Warning Labels for the Bible. And so many others. All of this is to come on The Reverend Is In. But in 2 weeks, Resurrection. And tonight is a very special theme. It is Marlon Solar Memorial Tribute 1 year later, and it is 1 year to the day since we lost the person who was known on the show as Marlon the Great Engineer. Several people are in the house. DeMonica, Cindy from Connecticut Show Wednesday night, and a handful of other people. Cindy brought in a plaque that is going in Marlon's memorial room, this Marlon Solarium. And thank you very much for getting that plaque. Do you want to talk about it or say what it says?
Yeah, absolutely. Marlene was Jewish, and in the Jewish tradition, after a year, you resurrect, as the Rev has talked about, a plaque, a stone. And it was very important for me to not let that go by. And I want to say, hey, Amy, I know you're listening this evening. And thanks, but I will let you know. We have a lot of contributors, and that's very good. And what can I say? The plaque says, the Marlene Solarium, in loving memory. And by the way, the Rev helped write this, in loving memory of a friend, comrade, humanitarian, which he was. And there is a Frank Zappa quote, music is the best. And that is so totally true. Among other things, about one of the most beautiful guys that I've met on this planet. And so I felt compelled to not disrespect a year later and to actually finish what we started last year, and that was to have a tribute to him and a memory to him as the Marlene Solarium. So there you go. Thanks, Rev.
Thank you, DJ Cindy. So the Resurrection show is perfectly timed as the next show, and I think he would dig that. And he absolutely was a Zappa freak and a Beefheart. And we're going to play a Beefheart song, but covered by that Philly Women's Captain Beefheart tribute CD. We'll play that later, also in honor of Marlon. And there are several independent media and Radio Volt and Lava folk around. So, let's see, a lot of tracks were selected with them in mind, mostly Marlon. And let's see, I see the card from the funeral, that little, like, 3x1 card. In loving memory of our dear friend Marlon Joshua Solar, March 24th to 1974 to June 25th, 2005. A big, big quote I'm not reading on the back. From the Stevenson Brown Funeral Home, Merchantville, New Jersey, 08108. Masturbation has made me blind. And, who? Arcadia? Oh, his friend. Yes. All right, so it wasn't written by, Reverend Falwell, okay, so if you want, do you want to read it? All right, this is a beautiful thing. Instead of the back of the card being written by, you know, Reverend Strap-On, you know, like at most funerals, you know, this is like, it was written by a really great person, his friend Arcadia, who wrote this.
Who knew him very well, and... all right, so it's very small print. I've kept this. It's been on my fridge, you know. And, all right, so our dear beloved Marlon. Closer? All right. We can, you know what? All right. Our dear beloved Marlon, we cannot believe you are gone, for the void left by your presence in this universe is as great as the person you and strive to be. Our dear beloved Marlon, few men knew how to be a better friend to men, women, children, the differently abled, and people from all walks of life. Our dear beloved Marlon, we remember a talented and gifted individual, a man riding a unicycle, a multitude of various bicycles, motorcycles, trucks, and cars. A man who built custom-made furniture, who laid plans, designed and constructed sandboxes, bicycles, and homes. A man who painted and repaired electrical and plumbing problems. A man who could fix cars, bicycles, motorcycles, and sewing machines. A man who could sew drapes and entire wardrobes with detailed designs, with embroidery and metalwork. Our dear beloved Marlon, few men could embrace your imagination and live up to your creative energies. Our dear beloved Marlon, few men had the love, grace, and generosity of more friends, family, and communities. Marlon, you walk through our life bestowed with the gift of having lived many lives, and we are thankful to have known your greatness. Love, Arcadia. Love all of us.
Great, thank you. Now, have you heard about Herman, the cat, Marlon's former cat? Yes, well, he lives with us. DeMonica, who went wandering off somewhere, and the Reverend live with Herman the cat. And in fact, there's pictures. You can see these. As you can see, Herman has playmates from the feline and canine community. Herman is significantly fatter. He's gray. He's a boy. We don't know how old he is. He's like a year or two old. And hey, we're talking about Herman. And let's see. I don't know if you can post them or whatever. I brought pictures. Okay, DJ Cindy is going to post these pictures of Herman and his playmates. But Herman's playmates from the feline and canine community, all of whom are, of course, madly in love with Hippie John, who visits DeMonica and the Reverend, are generally get along with them. There's one other cat and Herman who kind of fuck with each other, but and get pissy. But for the most part, it's peace, love, harmony, and of course the ever popular in our household licking. And he's happy. He has a lot of room to run around in. There's horses nearby. Lots of cool neighbors. Semi-rural. A very cool environmental scientist neighbor. And he's fat and happy. Like people in government. So that is the legacy of Herman, who loves to lie on the Reverend's chest, even though he's way too heavy to do that for a substantial amount of time, and purr and kiss and do this little butt rub thing he likes to do, like kind of sliding his ass on you. but yes, Herman the cat is happy. There is the dog. Hello. Hi. I know, we're talking animals and this fucking dog is walking around in Radio Volta. Hi. Okay. He says, hey, I heard the Reverend is a dog lover. I think I'll go in and sniff him. always the unexpected at Radio Volta. So anyway, that's the update. It's, you know, we're erecting the plaque that you heard read. And so it's like the timing of the Rez erection show couldn't have been better for 2 weeks from now. The plaque is going up tonight at the Marlin Solarium. And we still miss him. We still love and honor his memory. And, you know, some of us had a hard time with it all. Some of us still do. Some of us had a harder time of it. So these are the things you do. You know, you honor the person, you reflect, you do these, you know, events, and you carry it on. You carry the torch. Okay, a few quick plugs and then some more music before we all get blubbery. Those can stay here. These are a donation of Marlon's former cat's new playmates. Okay, let's see. There's another death, which was Friday night, June 23rd. And I'm not sure how many people of today have heard of him, but he kind of precedes the 60s. But his name was Lyle Stewart. And way before the alternative press, way before the 60s, underground newspapers, he published an anti-censorship publication called The Independent and became an early influence and friend and mentor for a realist publisher, Paul Krasner, still writing after all these years. He's at HuffingtonPost.com and wrote a memorial for Lyle Stewart. He passed away Friday night, and just an awesome, awesome person. Please check out HuffingtonPost.com. Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R. And check out Lyle Stewart. Definitely worth reading anything you can get your hands on by him. All right, let's see. Anything that's at ReverendBookburn.com, I'm not going to, you know, rehash here. There's a million things on this paper, and we already ate up a good chunk of the show. So let's see. Some great stuff at BushGreenWatch.org. Their attempt to deregulate and pretty much shit-can all federal protection regarding environmental issues. That's at BushGreenWatch.org. And let's see. We'll save this other shit for later. And some video reviews. Let's see. We saw Mesmerized. Okay, kind of sick. The 90s version of The Mummy, fantastic, and a great party movie. The Motorcycle Diaries, great. And highly informative, The Future of Food, now on DVD. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning the Reverend on to that. All right, let's play some tracks. We're going to go back to that time period referred to in the corporate media as the 60s. The band is entitled Country Joe and the Fish, and the tune is called I Like Marijuana.
This is a song to lead a theater by. Appreciate if you all join in. Sing along with us.
Rock out.
Those of you that feel moved to do so.
Hello.
Very simple song. You'll catch on to it as we go along.
I like marijuana.
Cool.
the devil wants his fun. Because I'm a tart, he plunges his pitchfork through my heart. Ow! Ow! It hurt! Bright red blood. Start to tickle me, then the devil starts to tickle me. Tickle, 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 tickle me. Then the devil starts to tickle me. Oh.
Over there in Salem, Massachusetts, or New England somewhere. And I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution. And I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. And as I get closer, I notice it's my mother. Except she looks just like Ethel Merman. They got this big wooden vise attached to her head, and they're twisting the knobs tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around her head. And as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, Ethel, my mom, looks around and she sees me and her daughter staring at her from the crowd. Tears in her eyes, tears in her eyes, she tells me she loves me, except she sings me. She was a belter. Just because she lived with cats and worked with herbs, why, before we know it, the FDA is gonna destroy the entire holistic community.
In this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone, and I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone.
won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone, and I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone, and the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone, and the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone, and I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Nothing but
Okay, now we have to do a song dedication. This goes out to the people in Axis of Music. No, it's not Axis of Music. Axis of Evil, otherwise known as Axis of Evil Music. And we have only now discovered it, thanks to a book burner who's been turning the Reverend on to all kinds of hilarious preacher videos at youtube.com, many of which are linked at reverendbookburn.com. And they had a handful of Jello Biafra videos, and one thing that just screamed out for the Reverend's attention was a video in which the corporate scab version of Jello's original band, The Dead Kennedys, although they have no legitimate business using that name, were performing live somewhere, and these guys decided to pelt them with Jell-O. Now, as you know, for years the Reverend has been offering rewards for the Pie the Corporate Scab Dead Kennedys contest, which includes Jell-O or any other matter that is harmless and preferably funny. And although they had done it a long time ago, and they made a hilarious video of this occurrence, before they did it, while they're driving there, talking about it, and then, of course, after the fact. But you get to see the footage of the act itself. They more than qualify for this acknowledgement. So if we ever find them, we will, of course, have to shower them with prizes and rewards. And right now, we need to play them a song dedication. So this goes out to Axis of Evil, alias Axis of Evil Music, and the track is by Jello Biafra with the Melvins, and this is from their second and recent release, Sig Howdy, and it's a song about the corporate scab Dead Kennedys entitled "Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything."
Okay. Anarchy in Bedrock. Twitch. Twitch.
You heard Green Jelly doing Anarchy in the UK. Before that, Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything. Gay Cowboys in Bondage did Domestic Battlefield. Thunderclap Newman did Something in the Air from the soundtrack to the Magic Christian film. Strawberry Alarm Clock did Nightmare of Percussion. Phil Oakes did When I'm Gone. Ann Magnuson did Sex with the Devil and started off with Country Joe and the Fish doing I Like Marijuana. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. The theme is Marlon Solar Memorial Tribute 1 year later. And the CD was returned to the studio after circulating among people who are circulating the building and checking out the Marlon Solarium and the brand new plaque that is being erected tonight. So, from the shitload of tracks on the first set of tonight from the Vinyl Project, from the Freedom Archives, what you heard was Judy Barry doing This Is a Story. I mean, This Is About All of Us. Sherry Muraga did Two Spirit Folks. Unknown did Do Not Negotiate. Sherry Moraga did This Is Not My Country, But It Is My Land. Aaron Hate Roy did Shrink Wrap. Ward Churchill did I'm a Member of a Nation. From Malcolm X, Not a Republican and Not a Democrat. Ramsey Muniz, We're Poor. And Jose Angel Gutierrez doing Raza Unite and Chicano People. Raul Garcia did Para Nosotros de la Raza. Ooh. Ramsey Muniz did Try Me Out. Ramsey Muniz did The Brown Case. David Gilbert did Wink of Democracy. Unknown, The Cops and the Klan. David Gilbert did Other Forms of Struggle. Amory Baraka did Defeat of Its Parents. Martin Luther King did The War of Vietnam. Aaron Hate Roy did The Hidden Fist. From Cherie Moraga, Poisoned Alphabet, Economic Soup. Another track from Aaron Hate Roy, Dominated by the U.S. Manu Chao, They Hit Everything with Money. Asada Shakur, I See Myself Struggling. Cherie Moraga, A 500-Year History of Invasion. Noam Chomsky, Blood That's Dripping. Chicano Moratorium, Organizing Against Genocide. And finally, Noam Chomsky, Anarcho-Syndicalism. That was from the Vinyl Project, from the Freedom Archives, from AlternativeTentacles.com. All right. Well, tonight we have been talking about Marlon, reflecting. There's a handful of us here, and we've been dealing with that. People are running loose and trying to get that plaque up. And I guess what I would say is that in the times when I've dealt with death, or when somebody I knew killed themselves, and or just any kind of intense grieving or struggling, there were two things I would turn people onto, and even though they sound cheap, it's something that I think it's good to do in one's lifetime. One is, even if you're not a big science fiction reader, and the Reverend is not, but I don't even read holy books, but I read very little science fiction, but one that is really worth reading in your lifetime is Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. But more importantly, especially at a rough time, and especially a time that pertains to death, the film Harold and Maude with Bud Cort and Ruth Gordon. And if someone you know is struggling, of course, they can call the National Helpline from anywhere in North America for free, 24/7, at 1-800-SUICIDE. And it really doesn't matter how one goes about dealing with it or dealing with the person, whether it's conventional means or unconventional means. The Reverend is fully aware of how barbaric and inhuman much of the system is. But you know what? Any combination of approaches, any approaches of a combination of styles, it doesn't matter. That the bottom line is progressing from the starting point to a place that is manageable. Okay, we forgot some of the themes that are coming up. So future themes on The Reverend is In, besides Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm, is Who Would Jesus Do? And then a takeoff on the TV shows Big Love and Desperate Housewives. We're doing Big Holy Love, The Wedding Night of the Nuns, and Desperate Handmaids. Democratic Party is Bush Light. I can't read my own fucking writing. Who Would Jesus Do? And Satanic Social Services is faith-based. All right, that on top of the other ones that we've been planning. 2 weeks from now, Resurrection. After that, Marketing Chocolate Contraception. And Warning Labels for the Bible. All right, and of course, feedback is always an input is always welcome. And write to quail@sjcdc.org. And a big thanks to Tim from priestsgonewild.com, who sends the Reverend priceless, absolutely priceless information. And unfortunately, not enough time to cover it all. I just looked at the clock again. But one interesting thing from another book burner was that this whole hilarious rapture idea is not something that has been a myth pushed throughout time. It's only as old as like the 1800s when some weird minister came up with the idea, and then it caught on. But that's a fairly new idea, and we're going to get more information on this so we can have fun with it on the show. Dr. Susan Block is healing after life-saving two rounds of surgeries, as we understand it. And we'll keep you posted. Whatever we know, you will know. All right, let's see. I already am talked out, so we're going to play another set of tunes. Let's play... Well, we're going to play a track. We're going to play another Zappa tune because Marlon loved it. We'll play some Monty Python because he loved it. And we're going to play for all the a song for all the folks here from a recording entitled This Just In, a Benefit for Indie Media. But before that, we have to play a Captain Beefheart tune for Marlon. And it's not by Captain Beefheart. It's from Mama Kangaroo's Philly Women Sing Captain Beefheart, featuring some Philly independent media and Radio Volta folks. And this track is from Voices of Africa doing Abba Zabba. Coming over pretty soon. Okay, this is for you, Marlon. From the first Frank Zappa, the first Mothers of Invention recording in 1965. Here's two tracks, starting with one of your stated favorites, Who Are the Brain Police?
Chromium 2. year ago today was when you went away. But now you come back knocking on my door, and you'll say you're back to stay. But I say,
go cry on somebody else's shoulder. I'm somewhat wiser now, and one whole year older. I should only need you now. I don't love you anymore. You cheated me, baby. You told some dirty lies about me. Fooling around with all those other guys. That's why I have to set you free.
Year ago today, oh, went away. Now you come back crying, crying, darling. Let me, I don't need you. No, I don't love you anymore. So go lean on, go cry on somebody else's door.
Let the tears fall out of your eyes. Let them fall in your dress. Who cares if it makes a mess? I gave you my high school ring at the root beer stand. We had a teenage love, baby. I thought it was sharp. It was really so grand. But
you cheated me, baby.
book then. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Communism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. TV is the stomping ground for political candidates. Where bears in the woods are take five using formula ball deals. Where all you need to do to get elected is to make monkey movies. Just ask Clinton Ryan. And where state teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. On television, the drug of the nation, freeing ignorance and feeding radiation.
Television,
television,
drug of the nation,
freeing ignorance
and feeding radiation.
To women who suddenly realize that they may have taken something when they were pregnant.
Change the channel.
I beg your pardon.
TV is a place with self-canceling phrases like fresh frozen, pop art, and military intelligence have become standard.
TV
is a place where words are refined like Tom to the freedom fighter. And Sandinista to aggressive regime.
I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
Ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, June 25th, 2006 at RadioVolta.org and printed at ReverendBookburn.com. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is from the Philadelphia-based Gospel Outreach Center, the Reverend Craig Stephen White. Reverend Craig White, 42, a Pentecostal minister, has been preaching for years about the evils of homosexuality and, quote, wicked, sick, perverted rap music, and the immorality of society, until he was arrested for soliciting sex from a 14-year-old boy in his Chester, Pennsylvania community. Reverend Craig White, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that leaves us with that very special someone. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco of the Democratic Party. Governor Kathleen Blanco of Louisiana has signed an abortion law that matches the recently passed near total ban of abortion in South Dakota, so that in accordance with proposed legislation in 11 other states, would ban abortion statewide should the 1973 Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision be overruled by these fucking Taliban clones that have been added to the Supreme Court, courtesy of George W. Numbnuts Bush. So, for signing that legislation after very actively supporting it, Democratic Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco, you are Asshole of the Week. Definitely heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. DOA did The Enemy. Monty Python did Sit on My Face and Penis Song, not the Noel Coward song. Beat Niggs did Television from the soundtrack to Terminal City Ricochet. Turn Me On, Dead Man did Apocalypse Rock. Frank Zappa with the Mothers of Invention did Who Are the Brain Police and Go Cry on Somebody Else's Shoulder. From the Independent Media Benefit compilation CD, Broken Society did WTO. And from the All Philly Women's Band's tribute to Captain Beefheart, you heard Voices of Africa doing Abba Zabba. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Marlon Solar Memorial Tribute 1 year later. It has been 1 year to the day since we lost Marlon, the great engineer. And so we are honoring him with a plaque, a small gathering, and of course reflections, an update on Herman the cat, formerly Marlon's cat, and carrying on with what we do. And that is what we will continue to do. So the Reverend is off next week. We'll be returning in 2 weeks, which I think is July 9th. And the theme will be resurrection. And well-timed, apparently, since that is a tradition for those honoring Marlon. We will do Res Erection in 2 weeks. Updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. And write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Let's see. So the other DJs, Philly IMC folks, Radio Volta folks, Lava folks, DeMonica and the Reverend are going to sign off after one closing song by the Gooses entitled 1969. Good night.
It's 1969, okay. All across the USA, another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
Last year